California lawmakers hold a hearing in Sacramento today on a bill that would hold oil companies and gasoline refiners accountable for alleged price gouging. According to the Office of Governor Gavin Newsom, gas prices in California hit an average of $6.42 per gallon last fall. That's $2.61 more than the national average. And this happened even as crude oil prices dropped and state taxes and fees remained unchanged. Irvine Mayor Farah Khan says she supports Senate Bill 2, which would establish an independent watchdog within the California Energy Commission.
It's going to establish a new division to provide independent oversight and analysis of the market. This new division would have the power to subpoena information deemed necessary to root out and address any of the abuses of market power.
The Western States Petroleum Association said in a statement, "This new windfall penalty in this proposal is actually worse than the original bill. The legislature would be giving away all its authority to a group of unelected bureaucrats who will have the power to set gasoline prices and impact fuel markets. This will likely lead to the same unintended consequences as his initial proposal, less investment, less supply, and higher gasoline prices for Californians." But Coachella Mayor Stephen Hernandez says it's a matter of fairness to the families who live paycheck to paycheck.
People struggle to afford gas and rent and pay medical expenses. And so, you know, when we're mindful of the working class, I think we're better off as a society.
The bill would also start a rulemaking process at the commission to set a reasonable profit margin and impose a penalty for price gouging above that margin. Any fines would be returned to taxpayers. For California News Service, I'm Suzanne Potter. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.